This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The live Saturday edition of the program. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to tell you about the man and woman of the earth that were found in the ocean off the coast of Florida, about 8 miles. Here in a moment, we're going to tell you about that. But I want to welcome our brand newest radio affiliate, KVBR AM 1340, Brainerd Business Radio. So they've been on as of last weekend, brand new station, taking the Free Talk Live Saturday and Sunday editions, which, for those who might be new to the show, are live shows. So we are here Saturday and Sunday nights, just as we are Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. If you get all 3 hours on your local station, that's great. If you like the show and you don't get all 3 hours all 7 nights a week, you can always call and ask for more. But even a little bit, we appreciate being on. So it's good to be there all weekend in Brainerd, Minnesota. So you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. If you don't believe it, it's true. It really is open phones every single night here on Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever topic it is you want to talk about on national radio.
That's the service we provide 7 days a week from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time.
So once again, that toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And then there's also our Skype line, which is Skype username LRN.FM. You do need to send a contact request to us on Skype. We'll add you, and you'll be good to go to call from that point forward. And you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio here with us. So, Fort Pierce, Florida, when U.S. Customs and Border Patrol officials, this from FloridaToday.com, spotted a boat 8 miles out in the ocean during the early morning hours on Monday, officials decided to investigate.
Must have been they were in a boat. I mean, I wouldn't think you'd see one 8 miles out.
Neither of the people aboard waved for any help, but officials moved in anyway because the boat
they're helpful.
Because the boat lacked registration numbers and identifying marks, which is often a sign that a boat is being used by refugees or drug smugglers. Now, that seems strange to me because if you were a drug smuggler,
would certainly have
you'd want to have a registered boat.
Yeah.
And it's not like a drug smuggler can't afford to have a nice boat. I mean, if you're getting into drug smuggling, you're probably, you know, not going to start at the level of acquiring a boat and traveling to some other country to, you know, smuggle. You're probably going to start smaller than that. You know,
drug
maybe
smugglers using like submarines and planes and digging giant tunnels underneath the Mexican border.
I just, you know, and they don't say what kind of boat it was, but, you know, it doesn't sound like a particularly big one. I suspect that drug dealers, real ones, real drug smugglers, you know, they're going to have a registered boat. It's going to be registered somewhere in the world. Some sort of numbers or name are going to be on it because they want to look normal. They want to look not like they're out of place,
right,
as this guy definitely did.
When people smuggle drugs in cars, do they take off the license plate?
Right. I mean, drug smugglers, some of them probably aren't so bright. But for the most part, they're pretty intelligent people who have a challenging job of trying to get a product that in some cases is kind of stinky and can be detected by dogs and others to get that product safely over what in some cases can be hundreds, if not thousands, of miles of travel. So, you know, these guys are professionals. They know what they're doing. They're not just hopping in a dinghy and grabbing a paddle and, you know, paddling over to
it just sounds like a bald excuse,
Columbia.
I mean, you know, you stop the boat because the boat didn't have numbers on it.
You stop the boat because you can. And it's a boat out in the middle of the night, out 8 miles out, is what they thought.
Do we really need an excuse for this?
Well, they shouldn't be doing it at all. People who are out in boats should be left alone. There's nobody who called them. They didn't ask for their services. Who knows? Maybe they were having a romantic evening out on the water or something like that, and then everything got ruined by these thugs calling themselves the police.
Well, I know the Coast Guard wants you to have, you know, depending on the length of your boat, it needs to either have registration number or some kind of name on the back.
Okay.
And
you know this because you have a boat.
I do have a boat, yep. And they want money for this registration form you fill out.
And this is the Coast Guard?
The Coast Guard, if you're okay. sort of registering nationally, you also some states require you to register in the state if you're going to keep the boat there for okay. any length of time, you know, that sort of thing. Florida doesn't want you to register the boat in Florida unless you have been in Florida, if you intend to be in Florida less than 6 months. You can travel to Florida and then take it back out or whatever, and you don't need to be registered, but you know, if you are going to be longer than 6 months, then it needs to be registered in Florida. So, I mean, in this case, they're sort of violating both state and national laws. What's kind of interesting is that they say driving is a privilege. You can't say that about seafaring, right? Like, mm-hmm. driving is a privilege, I suppose, nominally, because the government put concrete or put you know, pavement on the ground, right?
That's true, because if you have a big old track, for instance, or your own private neighborhood, you can legally, as I understand it, this isn't legal advice, this is my understanding, you can drive around without having a driver's license on private property because technically the police, they don't have jurisdiction to enforce traffic right. laws on places that
I've
aren't
11
their
acres.
Roads.
If I wanted to put a road around my 11 acres, then my, you know.
You could go careening around that road drinking while you're in your car, and it would be completely legal.
Seems unwise, but
it would be legal, wouldn't
I
it?
I probably could have my 9-year-old take the car and
sure.
drive around,
yep.
You know, learn how to drive on that track or whatever that I put on the land. So, yes, in that case, you know, I would be able to do that. So they tell you driving is a privilege, and one would presume it's because they, you know, paved the road. But, you know, the ocean, I'm reasonably certain the Atlantic Ocean was there before the United States.
Yep.
So they can't really sort of claim that about boats. All they can really say is you'll put these numbers on your boat if you're in this geographic area, or we will come and get your butt.
Pretty
it's
much.
Not the,
it's just
not the
a threat
same
of violence.
Shtick that yeah. they use for the numbers on the back of the license plate. Now, the back of the license plate in different states is a different sort of tax situation. I know in Florida, it's very low. It's when I was there, it was like $20 to register your vehicle. And if it was old enough, it was even less than that. But I think it's like $40 or $50 to register your vehicle in Florida. I have a crappy old vehicle here in New Hampshire that's $100, but it's based on the value of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be, you know, they'll hit you hard. You buy a brand new H3 Hummer, and they're going to bang you over the head real good. It's basically a tax scheme. So, you know, it's difficult to even say driving's a privilege when different states have different, you know, amounts of money to charge you.
Well, the privilege is, what you're pointing out is the privilege is the same across whether it's driving or boating. It's just that with boating, they don't have the same excuses that they can make about it because ultimately the privilege is you do what they say and they'll not attack you. That's the privilege. You have the privilege of not being attacked, generally, if you have the appropriate numbers on the back of your car or your boat.
And the proper color sticker.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I can see why you want numbers on the back of a car, maybe even on the back and the front of a car,
mm-hmm.
although some states don't have it on the front of the car. Go figure. But if you're, you know, if somebody uses a car to rob a bank, it's nice to be able to have some numbers on the back to call it in and say, I saw that car, or this car did this thing or that thing. And I get the notion of having them. Now, why you have to pay, in some cases, exorbitant amounts of money to put a new colored sticker on those numbers every single year.
It's revenue. Somebody's got to pay the bureaucrats.
It is revenue, but why is it revenue? You know, why in some states is it $50 and why in other states is, depending on the
completely
the
arbitrary,
car, I mean, 1,000?
It's just arbitrary.
Yeah.
Based on the scheme the politicians cooked up in that particular state. Our toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So we haven't even gotten to the best part of the story, and that is that the occupants of this boat that was, again, spotted about 8 miles out in the ocean off the coast of Fort Pierce, Florida, contained 29-year-old Duncan Curry of North Carolina and a woman named Leia Barreras, who had only identified themselves as residents of the Earth. Curry only
they didn't lie.
Right. Curry only replied, quote, I am me, unquote, when officials asked his name.
Again, not lying.
Barreras said they live on the boat and that they are, quote, a man and woman of Earth.
There you go.
Curry and Barreras were taken to Fort Pierce, where Curry was put in the St. Lucie County Jail. Now, get this.
These people have answered these questions in a strange way. Let's lock them up.
Yeah. They put him in, this article here says they put him in jail on a charge of resisting an officer without violence. However,
he wouldn't give his name.
No, it says here that he resisted when deputies tried to take his fingerprint, which means he was doing that while he was being booked. So what was the real reason that they took him to the police station? There's more coming up here. 855-450 free, like freedom. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. We're talking about a Florida man. Well, actually, he was found outside of Florida. He's from North Carolina originally, but he sure does look like he could be from Florida. And I can say that because I was born and raised there, as you were as well. Mark, Dean and Mark here in the studio tonight. If you want to join us on the phones, our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. Duncan Curry of North Carolina and Leah Barreras would only identify themselves in the boat that they were caught on by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol officials. They would only identify themselves as residents of the Earth. Quote, that when they were asked who they were, Duncan said, "I am me." And then he further said that they are a man and woman of the Earth. Police ended up taking them to Fort Pierce, where Curry was put in the St. Lucie County Jail on a charge of resisting an officer without violence. He resisted, they say, when deputies tried to take his fingerprint, according to the affidavit.
So what was the... This seems like one of those sort of lesser included offenses. If you're being arrested for, like, they can't take your fingerprints until you're arrested, my understanding.
That's correct. Yeah, there's no reason to go to the police department voluntarily with the police unless you're being put in handcuffs. And usually they have to have some sort of reason to do that. But this reminds me of those charges, Mark, where they will arrest somebody for resisting arrest.
Right.
That happens.
Yes.
And, you know, it always makes you wonder, what? How did they get to the point of resisting arrest if they didn't have another reason that they were, you know, arresting that person for? And I've seen this go to where people will go to trial on a resisting arrest charge, and that's it. There was nothing sort of precipitating it, no reason for it, ostensibly. And it just, it's
boggling.
It's bewildering.
Yeah.
It really is.
And also sort of the reason for having to, you know, if it's because they don't have the numbers on the boat, which they weren't charged with, I presume they were cited.
Maybe they were. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Okay, so maybe that's what it is, Mark. Now that you bring up being cited. Okay, so it was probably, if they refused to give their names for the citation, then the typical sort of police procedure is to bring the person down to the station and try to identify them. And I know this because there was a young lady who was arrested here in Keene, New Hampshire, years ago that I protested the arrest by standing in front of the police car as an act of civil disobedience. Anyway, she refused to give her name and information. Had she given her name and information to the arresting officer, he would have not had to have actually taken her into custody, and he would have instead have just issued a summons with a fine on it. But because they couldn't do that, they had to cuff her and put her in the back of the car, take her down to the station until she finally coughed up her name, or until they fingerprint you and then run your prints to see if they can identify you that way. So that's probably, I think you probably are onto something here. That's probably what happened. Mr. Man of the Earth refused to identify himself. They couldn't write him the ticket. So they brought him back, tried to ID him, tried to fingerprint him. He resisted that. And then rather than just cutting him loose after they ID'd him with the ticket, they then charged him with resisting arrest. You've figured it out, Mark.
There you go.
Excellent job. But either way, I think this does bring up the question of whose business is it if you're sitting out in a boat somewhere with, you know, your girlfriend in the middle of the night? It's nobody's business.
Don't think that you have to be registered if you don't have a motor on the boat.
Yeah, we don't know what kind of boat this was.
I believe it was
They're 8 miles out. It doesn't say here. It just says a boat.
Okay.
Yeah. This article is has precious little information in it, and we weren't able to find anything that was any more detailed.
At least they're not saying anything that's not true. That's why I always commend journalists on short articles. When you're short on information, write a short article.
So I like this guy's approach. I like the idea that he's just from the Earth. Why bother giving them any more information? I always have a warm place in my heart for the people who refuse to cooperate with the police like this. It makes their job just a little bit more difficult, and I appreciate it. Thanks, Florida man.
I think that police officers should be able to do their job within the realm of the law.
Here's what their job should be: is to go after real criminals who are committing violent acts and property destruction. People sitting out in a boat in the middle, eight miles out in the ocean, that is not a problem.
Is everything okay here, ma'am, sir?
Yeah, have a nice day. Oh, nice night.
See you later.
Let's talk to Michael. He's in Virginia Beach, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Ian. Brilliant analysis on your part about being arrested for resisting arrest. There is a much more serious item in the news as of the last several weeks. The hiring of Pat Robertson's lackey lawyer, Jay Sekulow, by the President of the United States. He has now become his number one lawyer. Now, the reason why...
He hasn't been fired yet?
Pardon me?
He hasn't been fired yet?
No.
I hear that's going around up there.
And the reason why that is a merger of church and state is because Mr. Sekulow has a radio show which is carried on 1,350 stations.
What?
And that's right. That's right.
Who is this guy? Jay Sekulow? Is that him?
That's him. Jay Sekulow has...
Ain't nobody got a radio show on 1,300 radio stations.
That's twice what Rush Limbaugh has. I'm going to have to fact check that particular claim. But let's say he's on a bunch of stations.
Well, let's put it this way. He's made the claim several times on that show. Okay?
All right.
So I can't verify it, but I can say this. He has said that.
Now, I've been lied to by hosts about the number of stations that they're on. I can tell you that much. Free Talk Live is on 170-plus radio stations. We update our list daily as soon as we find out information about not being on and not being off. But listening to the number of stations that a host has is similar to listening to drunk males talk about members.
So just to be clear, anyway, Michael, you're saying this attorney was hired by Donald Trump to work for the Trump administration, and that you're saying that because he has a Christian radio show or something like that? Or no, it says here he's a Messianic Jew. That means he's a Jew who believes in Christ? Is that
right?
Yes,
he's a Christian.
No, here's the reason why it's a merger of church and state. Because the Christian Broadcasting Network is just a mega church. It's not that... Mm-hmm. It's not some amorphous entity. It's a church, and Robertson functions as its absolute pastor, sort of like Jim Jones and the People's Temple Church. Now, the point is, Jay Sekulow's show is sponsored by the American Center for Law and Justice. Remember, I'm calling you from Virginia Beach. These people are my neighbors. Now,
Haven't really made a case yet as to why it is that this is somehow a violation of separation of church and state to have an attorney.
I'm trying to get to it in spite of all the interruption. Now,
to be beating around the bush, but go ahead.
The reason why that is a merger is, as I said, the Christian Broadcasting Network is the owner and founder of Regent University and of the American Center for Law and Justice. Jay Sekulow is the chief counsel at the American Center for Law and Justice. All this is a CBN operation. So
it's an interesting theory, and I thank you for the call tonight, Michael. We'll continue. Let's talk about it coming up here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free if you want to take control of the airwaves. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, or more than one, and you know people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. As we continue here, I wanted to hold on to Michael, and he's still there from Virginia Beach, because I'm still trying to get come to grips with what it is he's saying. It sounds like you're saying, Michael, and please correct me if I'm wrong. I don't want to put words in your mouth here. I'm just trying to restate it. It sounds like you're saying that this new attorney, who apparently has been hired by Trump, Jay Sekulow is his name. First I've heard of it. I don't pay close attention to the day-to-day politics of who's leaving and going from the Trump administration. But Jay Sekulow, who is apparently one of the head attorneys for the ACLJ, which is kind of a religious organize, I guess some kind of a religious law group, similar to the ACLU, but they call it the ACLJ, and they focus on more of like religious freedoms issues, I suppose. Anyway, Sekulow, now working for Trump, you're saying that that is a violation of the separation of church and state, Michael, because this guy is tied in with Pat Robertson, that the Pat Robertson's Christian Broadcasting Network is somehow behind the ACLJ?
Not they own the ACLJ. He founded the ACLJ, Pat Robertson did. He hired Jay Sekulow many years ago to be his chief counsel. He is nothing but a lackey for this three-digit, falsely identified 700 club founder. It's not really 700 club. He rounded it off to the nearest 100. These are all about
Michael,
the secrets of this,
but
guy.
Look, I mean, there's a lot of things you can criticize about Pat Robertson, but people can hire attorneys, and attorneys can have religious beliefs. I mean, are you saying that everybody in the government, the federal government, has to be a you know, an atheist or a non-believer in order to work for the government?
The point is, there is a government media complex made even more egregious by the government media church connection of the Robertson 700 Club, CBN, Reed University.
I get the concern, but you didn't answer my question. You just kind of went back on your track. Thanks for the call tonight, Michael. I appreciate it. Do you get where I'm coming from there, Mark? Like,
right. I mean, so can your minister run for office?
I would say yes.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see any of all the things to complain about with Pat Robertson and Donald Trump and whomever, you know, this seems weak,
right,
from a legal standpoint.
The idea
I'm unconvinced that this is a separation of church and state issue.
Yeah, it's absolutely not. The idea of separation of church and state is that the government isn't supposed to promote one religion over another. That if the government's going to be giving some sort of time or space to a certain religion, so the classic example of this are the dioramas on display at various different state capitals, for instance, during the Christmas season. This is a great example, a great time of the year to have this similar discussion, where if the government's going to allow a manger scene from some Christian church, well, then they have to allow the Satanic Temple to come in and set up a Baphomet statue, and they have to allow the Flying Spaghetti Monster folks to come in. They have to allow anybody else out there who has a religion to express themselves, if they allow one. The other answer is they don't allow any, and of course I prefer that one, just to keep it separate, avoid all the lawsuits, avoid the confusion. Look, if you want to have a religious display, then please have one on your own property.
Or in the church or wherever.
Wherever. But it doesn't belong in the government. But that doesn't preclude people from having religious beliefs working for the government. Now, I wish the government would just shrivel up and die. I can't stand the idea of the coercive state, and I want it to disappear. But as long
but
as
people should be able to have the government that they want and that they hire.
As long as it's existing, it wouldn't seem to me that you'd want to exclude somebody based on their religious beliefs or what religious organizations they might be a part of. The question is, can they keep their religious beliefs out of the governing process? And many of them can't. There's certainly plenty of examples of city councilors who, you know, they invite in somebody from a Christian church to give a benediction or something like that prior to the council meeting, but then they refuse to allow, you know, a Muslim group to come in and speak in the same way. So, I mean, these politicians frequently will violate the separation of church and state. But just because somebody who's an attorney's been hired by, you know, the president doesn't necessarily mean that is, you know, by itself a violation. I hope that makes sense. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. We got Iden on the line in Indiana listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Iden.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. Thank you for taking my call.
Sir. Thanks. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Honestly, you guys just touched on all my thoughts. I was responding to the gentleman about that lawyer violating separation of church and state. It's absolutely ludicrous to believe that a private citizen, even though they might be hired in a government role to not have religious beliefs, now acting upon them and whatnot, as you touched on, is an entirely other issue. But just the belief that because they're associated with a church, and because they've been hired in a government role, means that the violation of church and state is utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, it would seem like the founding fathers who wrote this stuff would have been all upset about, somewhere near half of the people that signed the Constitution being ministers. I don't think that that's going to be that's just not going to fly from a legal standpoint. But good people disagree on this issue of church and state. It's my opinion that Hobby Lobby ought to be able to offer whatever kind of insurance that they want to offer. But not everybody seems to agree with me.
I honestly don't have an opinion one way or the other, because the main thing is birth control, and I'm a guy, and primarily it's for women. You know what? That's for a woman to take up. I'm not.
Are you upset? How do we get on to birth control? I'm sorry, I might have missed
Hobby Lobby is part of the whole case.
I don't know
if it's Hobby Lobby in this circumstance, but certainly there's lots of Catholic charities that hire people that are not Catholic, and should they have to provide things like insurance for birth control?
Definitely not.
Now, I say, as a male, number one, I want to say, where is my birth control? Why can't I take a pill every day and have that handled?
You have a vasectomy.
Right. But as a male, I would have liked to have had that at one point. It would have been really nice to have that as a backup.
If I can interject, there was actually a male birth control pill that was put up for testing, but it's been taken off for testing because it caused too wide of emotional swings in men.
Oh, dear.
That's funny.
Hey, Ivan, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Bobby in Williamsburg, Virginia, listening to WNIS. And by the way, our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. Hey, Bobby, go ahead.
Hey, that kooky called you about Jay Sekulow. I listened to the same station Virginia Beach.
Virginia.
I happen to be a disabled vet, and so I lay in bed a lot and listen to the radio. And that guy had said almost word for word what he said at about 2:30, 3 o'clock on the Mike Improveno show on WNIS. And he's
a chronic caller, as they call them in the business.
We've got kooks in the Williamsburg area that you wouldn't believe. But Jay Sekulow has an independent, totally not connected with any religious organization, organization that has filed multiple FOIA requests for information about what the government was doing for the last 2 years, especially with unmasking American citizens.
Are you talking about the ACLJ?
Yeah, the ACLJ, that's right.
So the last caller, or not the last caller, but the guy you're referring to, Michael, earlier, had said that the ACLJ was founded by Pat Robertson. I don't know. I've never actually looked into it. If you want, hang on, Bobby. We'll continue with you here, and you can explain where you're going with all this. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to.
sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. You can join us on the radio here. You can bring up whatever you want. Talking about the separation of church and state. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, I do want to let you know about Jax. It is the official wallet of Free Talk Live, which you can get at JAXX.io.
It's an app for holding cryptocurrencies.
Yes, that's right, including Bitcoin, and it hopefully soon will also include the new Bitcoin Cash, which we talked quite a bit about this week, and we're not going to get into detail at the moment, but suffice it to say, it was a very interesting week for Bitcoin, where Bitcoin has forked into 2 competing Bitcoin currencies, one called Bitcoin Core, the other Bitcoin Cash. And Bitcoin Core is the one that's been around for longer. Bitcoin Cash is the new one, the new kid on the block. And Jax has yet to implement this, I believe. Although, actually, I did just notice the wallet update today, and I haven't opened it since then. So I know they said they were going to implement it as soon as possible. So maybe I spoke too soon. We'll find out. But anyway, go to JAXX.io. You can get it there. And if you have Bitcoin in your Jax wallet before the fork, they should be making it very easy for you to turn that into the new Bitcoin Cash. Because, again, if you had Bitcoin before it forked on August 1st, you had, let's say, half a Bitcoin. Well, now you should have half a Bitcoin and half of one of the new Bitcoin Cash currencies. So if you want to learn more about that, I did put an article up at freekeen.com just before we started the show tonight that goes into detail about what transpired this week. It's been a very interesting week for Bitcoin. Basically, in short, if you had Bitcoin before the fork, now, as we speak, you now have 25% more value that has been accumulated to you simply because you held on through the fork. That's what happened this week.
I don't see it in mine. If it's been updated, mine hasn't updated
yet. Okay, gotcha. Anyway, you can go to jaxx.io and download it there. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is the creator of the Crypto Kit as well. And it made it easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at jaxx.io. Let's go back to Bobby in Williamsburg, Virginia. Bobby, you were calling in to respond to another gentleman who had called saying that this hiring of this guy named Jay Sekulow, who's an attorney from the ACLJ, I guess Trump has apparently hired him on. I'm not sure if it's as a government job. It sounds like it was some sort of government attorney job.
No, it's a personal lawyer.
His personal attorney, okay.
Yeah, it's part of the personal team. They've got five or six attorneys that are representing President Trump in a personal capacity. And this guy is conflating Jay Sekulow's private life with his public life. His private life, he is a very devout Christian, and he can be seen on TBN,
Turner Broadcast?
Network.
Or Trinity. That's Trinity Broadcast. That's right.
Okay. I didn't know that because I don't watch it, but I just called it up while it was on hold. But his day job is head of the LGA. I always mess that up.
ACLJ.
And what they have done over the last two, three, maybe even longer years is filed FOIA requests for documents and for information about why they're unmasking American citizens on the phone intercepts that they do. And they just got a document dump yesterday, Friday, and three quarters of the stuff was redacted. And that's six months ago. They said they didn't have anything at all. This is the FBI. And his two jobs are completely different. There's no church or state involved with what he does on a day-to-day basis. What he does is religion on Sunday. And this guy, as I said before, was on WNIS.
Well, there's no doubt that we did check the claim that the ACLJ was founded by Pat Robertson, and it was.
And it looks like the guy's on something like 1,000 stations, which is surprising.
That's their claim. Yeah, it's amazing.
Religious broadcasting sort of exists in a different world than commercial broadcasting like we do. So,
But you can never tell from that because sometimes they'll put a station on just so that your cable... Yeah, they can say that your cable gives you 100 channels, and there may only be 100 people that watch it all year. But
well, I can tell you right now, I'm looking at his, they have a list. I did find their affiliate list, and he's got a whole lot more stations in New Hampshire than we do. He's got like seven. Anyway, hey, thanks for the call tonight, Bobby. I appreciate hearing from you. I haven't looked through the rest of their list yet, but you're right, Mark. The radio world, the Christian conservative radio world is pretty deep. There's a whole lot of stations down at the bottom of the dial that nobody ever pays attention to.
Also on the AM, so one of the difficulties is that if you're going to provide programming for people who are below 92.1 or stations below 92.1, that programming cannot be commercial programming. It can't have ads in it. They can't have calls to action.
They can't,
that sort of thing.
They can have sponsors.
But if you take that, some Christian stations are below the, in the non-com, non-commercial section, and some of them are on the AM, and some of them are on the regular commercial section. But if you're going to be providing program to the non-coms, you have to provide that same programming, in most cases, to all of those stations. So essentially, any station that is a religious is just becomes non-commercial, no matter where they are on the dial.
So, I mean, I get the concern about the ACLJ, and honestly, I mean, I've heard that they've done some good cases, but you just never see anything about the ACLJ. You certainly see a lot about the ACLU, and they've definitely done some good work and some not so good. And I think it's a mixed bag in both organizations. Probably.
Look, people don't agree what freedom of religion is, and at this point there are organizations that handle disputes. We call those organizations courts. And if there's going to be one side that's going to handle it, there needs to be another. And so I don't have a particular problem with religious organizations, as disgusting as I may find find their religions. And there's a whole list of religions I find to be disgusting. But I don't have a problem with them creating organizations to be able to defend themselves in court.
Yeah, I agree. Let's talk.
You should be able to have whatever religious view you want, and that religious view can be abhorrent to me.
Let's talk to David. He's in Columbus, Indiana, listening to WIBC FM. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. I really appreciate you.
Sure.
Freedom of speech out here. Hey, yes, while you're talking about faith-based programs and the government involvement, I figured we'd take it back to its foundations with faith-based initiatives. That's actually a program that started here in Indiana with Mayor Stephen Goldsmith. Now, what you'll find very interesting is he piled up with Bush, and it was kind of a ploy by Christians to get tax money by sidestepping the Constitution. And what they thought they could do and be real slick is, instead of just giving one religion a preference with money, which they knew was illegal, they could smooth over the people in America by giving money to all religions. And it was called faith-based initiatives. It actually started here in Indiana. And another real funny thing about that is Christians were big champions for it, because they're like, ooh, we're going to get our hands on some money. And granted, I will say this, most of the time Christian programs in society do tend to work better than government programs, mm-hmm. no doubt. But these Christians, you know, they're all on the bandwagon thinking they're going to get all this money. Well, when the money went to get distributed, Christians got a very, very small slice of the pie, and most of that money went to minority religious groups. And so it was a slick little plan for Mayor Stephen Goldsmith and Bush to actually start funding these minority religious groups over the whole time.
Well, any Christian
would go along with it.
Why would they want to do that?
Why would they want to do with it?
Bush and whoever this mayor is.
Oh, well, because they were down with the New World Order, and Christianity's on the way out. That's the big problem. The Christianity and New World Order are complete conflict. And really, the religion you guys are talking about that was founded in America, it wasn't Christianity. It was Freemasonry, because Freemasonry was supposedly a brotherhood where the fatherhood of God, the brotherhood of man, where we all could be brothers and sisters, and we all had the same father, where we could all come together with different beliefs. Yet there were these many paths to God, and that was actually Freemasonry. That's what the founders believed. And of course, a lot of people.
Some of the founders were Masons. George Washington was a Mason, and you know, there's no doubt that Freemasonry was integral in the founding of the United States. But you know, I mean, I've heard these arguments on both sides. I've got a good friend of mine who's you know, some level of Mason. I don't know, 30 something.
My roommate here is a Mason.
Right, and you know, at this point, I haven't seen them cut the hearts out of cats yet.
No, it's nothing like that, guys. No, I'm not even alluding to that. What I'm saying is Freemasonry is actually the religion of America, because it's a universal religion. It allows all religious men to get together and come together no matter which way they serve. It's basically a god of many paths, because they allow everyone to get together, and that's why the founders were so big on it. They weren't pushing Christianity like a lot of Christians want to say they did.
David, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number, if you want to join us on the radio, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, it's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.